Hello and welcome to English Pronunciation Pod, the English Pronunciation Podcast dedicated to improving your pronunciation of American English. I'm your host, Charles Becker, coming to you from New York City, the multicultural capital of the world. English Pronunciation Pod is for anybody who wants to improve their pronunciation of English. Transcripts of our lessons are available at our website, EnglishPronunciationPod.com. In this week's podcast, we're going to learn how to pronounce the consonant ch, as in the words check and touch. This consonant is very common in English, and learning to pronounce it correctly is an important step in speaking English with a clear American accent. Depending on what your first language is, you may find it difficult to pronounce this sound. More specifically, if your first language is Spanish, French, Korean, Arabic, or German, you may find it especially difficult to pronounce this sound. The focus of this week's podcast is learning how to pronounce the consonant ch accurately, like a native speaker. We're also going to practice this sound in some key words and common American expressions and idioms. So let's begin by learning how to pronounce the sound ch. In order to pronounce the sound ch, you want to press the tip and the blade of your tongue against the gum ridge. The gum ridge is the bump on the roof of your mouth. Press firmly. You should also feel the sides of your tongue gently touching the side teeth. Stop the airflow completely until the pressure builds up and then release quickly. Your lips should be protruded slightly, forward, pushed outward slightly. So let's practice saying ch in two steps. Step number one, press your tongue tip and tongue blade firmly against your gum ridge. Exhale, but block the airflow completely with your tongue. Feel the air pressure build. Step two, release your tongue quickly. Press, release, ch. Press, release, ch. In podcast number 32, we learned about stop consonants and continuant consonants. Ch is a stop consonant because the airflow is stopped, blocked by our tongue. However, some experts consider ch a combination of a stop and a continuant because after we release our tongue, there's a split second when the air is flowing between our tongue tip and gum ridge. In podcast number 30, we learned about voiced and voiceless consonants. Ch is a voiceless consonant because our vocal folds do not vibrate when we say it. We don't use our voice to make this sound. In fact, by this point, you've probably noticed that ch is the same tongue position as j, as in the word jeep or George. Ch and j are a voiceless and voiced pair. The only difference between them is that when we say j, as in the words jeep, we use our vocal cords. Our vocal folds vibrate. In future podcasts, we'll practice saying and hearing the difference between these two sounds, as in the words jeep and cheap. Here's a common mistake that you want to avoid. Make sure that your tongue tip is on the ridge. A common mistake that students make is to press their tongue too far forward near the teeth. It often sounds like this. Ch, ch. The American ch is further back. Press your tongue further back to get that full and warm sound Americans make. Ch, not t, but ch. Now let's do an exercise listening and repeating the consonant ch. Please listen and repeat. In this next exercise, we're going to combine ch with some key vowels of English, which we've covered in previous podcasts. Please listen and repeat. Pay careful attention to your form. Chi. Che. 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 Cha. Ch. Cha. Cho. Cha. You may find that some of these combinations are more difficult than others. In this next exercise, we're going to listen to and repeat some words containing ch. Pay careful attention to your form. Make sure that your tongue presses against the ridge firmly and stops the air completely before releasing. Please listen and repeat. Cheese. Chip. Check. Chain. Chalk. Choose. Feature. Nature. Attachment. Search. Touch. Now let's practice using ch in some common American expressions and idioms. Please listen and repeat. It's a touch and go situation. That red suit looks cheesy. That's another notch in your belt. The best way to learn a new sound is to practice it slowly. In fact, the secret to speaking English clearly and quickly is practicing slowly and accurately. Learning to speak English with a standard American accent is a gradual process, but if you work at it regularly and practice as often as you can, you're going to improve. It's important to have the right training tools in order to improve your accent. That's why I recommend my English pronunciation course in MP3, Best Accent Training MP3s. No matter what your first language is, Best Accent Training has the lessons you need for speaking English clearly and correctly. Best Accent Training contains all the sounds of English with step-by-step instructions and practice exercises. You'll learn how to pronounce the sound just like a native speaker, and then practice it in common words, expressions, and idioms that Americans use all the time. You get all the vowels of English, all the consonants, syllable stress lessons, intonation lessons, and connected speech. Every lesson also comes with a complete transcript, so you can read along if you want. Best of all, Best Accent Training is a fast and easy download that you can put on your MP3 player and take with you wherever you go. I specially designed it for that purpose. Download Best Accent Training today and practice your pronunciation wherever and whenever you want to. Best Accent Training, available for download at our website, EnglishPronunciationPod.com. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions about this podcast, feel free to contact me at contact@EnglishPronunciationPod.com. I'd be happy to hear from you. From New York, this is Charles Becker saying thank you for joining us and see you next time.